Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, this headline from the Daily Mail, the Queen works harder and is more value for money than European royals. A new study implies that the British royal family are a bargain for the taxpayer. The Queen and British royal family works harder and is more value for money than many of their European counterparts. A study conducted by the Constitution Unit at University College London has found that only the Spanish and Belgian royal families cost less per head than the British royals. However, the study also states that the British royal family carries out more official duties than both of those families. As originally reported in the Times, the sovereign grant 2017 to 2018 was £76 million, working out to about £1.14 per year per British taxpayer. The study outlays the top 10 most hard-working royals. Six out of the top 10 are British, and so are the top two. Perhaps surprisingly, the Queen comes in at number 5, and her royal European counterpart, the Crown Prince of Norway, comes out one step ahead. However, the number one most hard-working royal is Princess Anne, the Queen's only daughter. Next is the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles. But noticeably absent from the top 10 is Prince William. The Duke of Cambridge has been accused by the press as work-shy in past years. However, his continuous work throughout the 2020 pandemic could place him much higher on the list this year. Via People.com, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry deny they're starring in a new reality show for Netflix. A UK paper reported the couple wanted to give the public a glimpse into their lives. It was reported early Monday that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were planning a fly-on-the-wall show under their new Netflix deal. However, a spokesman for the couple denies the claims in the UK paper The Sun, which said the couple wanted to give people a glimpse into their lives while highlighting some of the causes most important to them. The Duke and Duchess are not taking part in any reality shows, the spokesman tells People in a statement. Some joke that the title for the show could be Meet the Markles, or The Only Way is Sussex, a take on the UK reality series The Only Way is Essex. Meghan and Harry moved to California with their one-year-old son Archie in March after stepping down from their senior royal roles. They recently bought a home in Santa Barbara, about 95 miles north of LA. Now the couple are starting their behind-the-scenes careers in the TV industry after signing a multi-year deal with Netflix. The couple will be producing films and series for the streaming giant, including scripted series, docuseries, documentaries, features, and children's shows. They will use those programs to focus on the issues that are important to them and reflect the causes that their nonprofit will nurture and champion. One confirmed planned project with the streaming giant is an innovative nature docuseries, while the other is an animated series that celebrates inspiring women. They said in a statement when the deal was announced, "Our lives, both independent of each other and as a couple, have allowed us to understand the power of the human spirit, of courage, resilience, and the need for connection. Through our work with diverse communities and their environments, to shining a light on people and causes around the world, our focus will be on creating content that informs but also gives hope." They added, "As new parents, making inspirational family programming is also important to us, as is powerful storytelling through a truthful and relatable lens. We are pleased to work with Ted and the team at Netflix, whose unprecedented reach will help us share impactful content that unlocks action." Prince Philip, the husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth for more than 7 decades, celebrated his 99th birthday yesterday. From the Windsor Star, Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was planning on spending the day privately at Windsor Castle, west of London, where he and the 94-year-old monarch have been staying during Britain's coronavirus lockdown. That means the rest of the royal family will have to send their best wishes to him by video calls. "I haven't seen my father for a long time. He's going to be 99 next week," heir to the throne Prince Charles and the oldest of his 4 children told Sky News last week. "FaceTime is all very well, but you really want to give people a hug." The royals make little fuss about their birthdays in public, but this year celebrations have been even more muted. Traditionally, the prince's birthday would be celebrated with gun salutes in London, but with social gatherings banned, the Queen felt it would be inappropriate for such royal ceremonies to go ahead and cancelled such tributes for her own birthday in April for the first time in her 68-year reign. However, Buckingham Palace did release a new photograph of the royal couple to celebrate Philip's birthday, taken last week at the quadrangle inside Windsor Castle. Philip, a former naval officer renowned for his sometimes brusque manner and occasional verbal gaffes, married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947, 5 years before she became Queen. He is now by far the longest-serving consort of any British monarch. He stepped down from royal duties in August of 2017 after completing more than 22,000 solo engagements, but in recent years has been increasingly rarely seen in public. And from the Washington Post, Malta says Britain's 7-year-old Prince George can keep his shark tooth after all. When famed David Attenborough, 94, the godfather of British naturalism, visited the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge at Kensington Palace last week, he bought a surprise for their son, Prince George, a fossilized shark tooth found on vacation in Malta in the 1960s. The palace shared photos of the 7-year-old royal, third in line for Britain's throne, examining the large tooth thought to be millions of years old and to have once belonged to an extinct species of shark that scientists say could grow more than 50 feet in length. Then Malta caught wind of the proffering. On Monday, the Times of Malta reported that Culture Minister Jose Herrera said he planned to get the ball rolling on reclaiming the tooth from the young royal and returning it to Malta, a former British colony, so that it could go on display amongst other treasures in the country's national collection. There are some artifacts that are important to Maltese natural heritage which ended up abroad and deserve to be retrieved, Herrera said. According to the Maltese newspaper, we rightly give a lot of attention to historical and artistic artifacts. However, it is not always the case with our natural history. I'm determined to direct a change in this attitude. But Malta appeared to reverse course Tuesday on its plan to reclaim the tooth. The minister would like to note that with reference to this case, it is not the intention to pursue this matter any further. During the socially distanced meeting between the royals and Attenborough, Prince William joined the staff for a private screening of his new Netflix documentary, David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet, which explores the dramatic changes that the world has undergone at the hands of humans. The two are photographed sitting in chairs with one another's name written on the backs as they watch the film that Attenborough calls his witness statement after years of travelling the world and his vision for the future. Attenborough is a longtime broadcaster who many see as a national treasure in Britain. He joined Instagram last week and broke a world record in the process by accumulating 1 million followers in the shortest amount of time ever. This achievement knocked Jennifer Aniston from the top spot. But still in my top spot, my thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.